We are live. Hey, good morning. Happy Labor Day here in the States. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Again, a little bit late, but you know what? It's Labor Day. It's a holiday, and we're on vacation. Anyway, we're not on vacation. We're just hanging out the house. And I wanted to come on show and share every day something new about Agile, things people do, just lessons learned. Today, I want to talk about, so my local little Polish church had their last mass yesterday, and that's what kind of brought this one on today. And it's a story of not wanting to expand and not adapt. And that's something a lot of businesses go through when the businesses that do adapt and are agile in what they do can expand and survive. And I want to talk about that a little bit today because I'll give you some examples of what I did. And I think we got people coming in the house. I don't know. We'll see. I have the dog. So the dogs bark. We know what it is. Jerry's in the sunbeam. He thinks he's part cat. So he's over there in the sunbeam. Betty's over here. Bubbles is being Bubbles. Anyway, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg, Master Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way so you can bring value to your customer. Not work those crazy hours. Enjoy your Labor Day holidays when they come. And be able to hang out with family and friends, which we're going to do later today, too. We did some of that last night. Went to I should write that as an article. I talked about the baseball game we went to last night. That's another one. I'll put that in my notebook for later this week. And have fun. We want to have some fun, right? So I wrote this down the other day just because it was just interesting reflecting on it. When the priest announces, like, oh, yeah, it's the last mass. We knew that was coming. And if you can hear my dog growl in the background, that's Betty dog. She growls at all the other dogs, Betty. I hope she stuck quiet down a little bit. So why do I bring this up? Because over the years, I've offered to do stuff, try to get more people in and do some outreach to people around the neighborhoods, things like that, do some events, all kinds like that. Well, got shot down every time. Why? Because the person in charge was afraid to upset the few Polish people we had left in the church. And I even brought it up one time. You can hear my dogs. Betty, stop it. Jerry, I don't know what they're doing. They're growling. Maybe they don't like me talking about the Polish church. Now, I brought one time to about having people come over, do some spaghetti dinners. I'm still gonna try to bring people in because it's a nice place. It's a beautiful church. I mean, it's amazingly beautiful. They did an awesome job building it and using the craftsmanship. But anyway, done everything for like bring people in, invite people that aren't Polish. And this one older Polish lady years ago said to me, well, it's a Polish church. We want to keep it that way. Well, there are no more Polish people going to the church. So guess what? The church is closing, right? They're going to keep it open for events and things like that for community stuff. But because they never expanded, never adapted, never brought new customers into the church that weren't, quote, Polish, pretty much not doing masses anymore. And that happens to businesses, happen to teams, happen to people. People have to adapt. Businesses have to grow. They have to bring in new clients. That's why we do new software. If your entire team's job is only to maintain the software you have or the product line you have, you will sooner or later fade off the planet and die, right? And that was my point with this church closing. There's so many times. It's like, well, I want to do community outreach and bring some people that are, you know, into the wall. Or I want to do a spaghetti dinner, feed the homeless people, stuff like that. Do some stuff in the church so people know it's there and they come to it. Oh, no, we got to do a Polish people. Well, you know, there's no Polish people coming. There's nobody going to the church. And then they change the times and it'll be what it is. But without the adoption, without the growth, without the vision to grow into new business realms or build new customer base, it dies. It dies anywhere. And my own personal thing with the church on that one, not expanding. But the same applies to business and a team. If your team is just doing keep the lights on business as usual stuff, no one's going to come to you anymore. No one's going to do business. I'm sorry. It just ain't going to happen. If you think just maintaining the status quo, because sooner or later, the return on investment for that status quo goes away, right? If you think you're just going to maintain the same software capability and do it the same way you did, sooner or later, it's going to go away. Your skills are going to go old. There's going to be new stuff out there that's really good. That's going to help bring a better value to the customer. And it's going to go that way. Sorry to be a downer on this Labor Day, but it's a time to rethink, regrow, figure out where you want to be, what kind of labor you want to do, what kind of work you want to do in the future. But again, I'm just going to say, if you're not agile and you don't adapt to what you're doing, you're going to fade away, right? Maybe you'll do little things here and there, but sooner or later, someone's going to make the call and just can your ass, right? And it's true, right? So you have to protect yourself as an individual, grow your skill sets, learn things as a team, do new software. If all you're doing is business as usual, and this is why we do the automated tests, this is where we automate, this is where we find out stuff we did in the past, so we don't have to do a lot of touch points on the stuff we did in the past. Maybe it's just a couple, but not 20% of your work. If you're doing 20% of your work, or you build a whole team just to maintain your software you have, then you built it wrong. You want to think about that. That's why we do Scrum. People trash Scrum and do all this stuff, but that's why Scrum is there. So everyone gets in the beginning to figure out the solution for a complex solution. It's not individuals. And this is where companies and people make the mistake. So I just want to tell you that story just because, you know, hey, this won't affect, it affects everyone. If you do not expand, you do not adapt, you don't become agile in how you do this and get into new marketplaces, develop new products, get new customers in there to bring the revenue in the organization, sooner or later, you'll close up just like the little Polish church. So I'm just talking truth. People want to like, oh, why do I need to grow? Why do I need to learn new things? Why do I need to get better and take less time doing stuff on the old? Because you don't make revenue from doing stuff on the old. You can. I mean, it's a nice little revenue generator, but it's not the big gainers, right? It's not enough to maintain because sooner or later, those people die out. Those customers, literally customers, die out. And I can talk about other things about that, but that's what happens, right? So adapt, expand your team. If someone just wants you to maintain the old software, you need to take some time to get out of maintaining the old software. Find ways to make it where it's less maintenance required in your old software. If you do not do that, sooner or later, your team will fail and will be cut and will be let go. Sorry for that. But you know what? Someone's got to freaking say it because no one else says it. The end of the show has been announced by the dog. Please give us your thumbs up if you like the show. We want to talk about it. You got issues with yours, how you do it. But we talk about every day about adapting new stuff and how to do it. But I'm just talking the truth on this one. So ring the bell once, twice, if you like our show. I want to probably downer on your Labor Day. Go home and lose my job come Tuesday. No. Just think about it, reflect, read a book, expand your mind, you know, personal growth, do some studying, figure out what your next job would be, what you want work to really be like. And with that, I say, happy Labor Day. There was a mega dinner, and I wish you all the best. Happy scrumming. Take care and see ya. Bye. See ya.